Come, out so fast. Joel is lost in the woods of Marley. He has seen three men carrying the limp body of a girl, and in a sudden flash of lightning, he has seen her face and recognized his wife, Aurore. Driven by fear and anger, he has rushed blindly after them, but in the pouring rain and the unfamiliar woods, he has lost them. And now, desperate and despairing, he wanders, calling her name, vowing vengeance, but seeing no one. Not far off, however, hidden in a hollow among the trees, is an old dilapidated cottage. And here, in a dim light, a cauldron bubbling, a raven perched upon her shoulder, the witch Labos is at work. Standing back in the shadows, pale-faced, a little afraid, the superstitious Marchioness de Montespan watches.
What are you doing now?
You mustn't disturb the atmosphere, lady. Woe to him who interrupts such a spell as this.
Oh, how that bird frightened me. I should think he would disturb you if anything did.
He's part of a spell. Hey, Ben, she's on. Hey? Oh, but patience. It's almost finished now.
Thank you for that. What with the storm and the lightning and that bird, I vow I shall be glad to get out of this.
Are you afraid, lady?
Afraid? I? Certainly not.
We've nearly finished. I've but one more thing to add to me cauldron. See how merrily it bubbles. Look, lady, look. Are you afraid to look upon a spell so powerful and so evil?
It is but a witch's brew bubbling there. Why should it frighten me?
It would frighten many less self-hearted than you. Hey, Belzebub, hey?
Oh, for pity's sake, leave him out of it. What happens now?
Oh, you're impatient, lady. These things take time. But soon now, soon. In a moment, I shall add this powder. Look at this. So white and pure. See it? Oh, there's many a grand lady and many a man who wears a coronet has sold his right to immortality for this. Look upon it, lady. Look.
I do not want to see it. Enough. You do your job and get paid for it.
When I pop it in a moment now, there'll be a blinding flash, a great deal of smoke. And in that puff of smoke will go Aurore's last breath.
He will be dead.
Dead as a predecessor. A predecessor La Fontaine.
Good. Then let us hurry. The time is right. Throw in your powder and let's be done with it.
It would be better if you threw in the powder, madame.
Aye.
She who throws it in makes her wish. Say what you want. Throw in the powder. It is a most powerful spell, lady.
I do not like it.
Oh, there's nothing to fear, noble lady.
Oh, very well. Give me the powder.
Stand here, lady. And hold it so. Over the stream. Then state your wishes and throw in the powder. Do not be afraid of the flame it evokes.
I am not afraid of a flame that burns my enemy.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Now.
I ask for the love of the king to return to me and to be ever mine. Let me obtain from him all favors I seek. Let him sit in council and grow powerful. Let him cast off this execrable Aurore, as he did lose La Valliere for my sake. And let him marry me when he repudiates the queen. Let me be queen of France.
Now, madam, now!
Devil himself has come to us.
Woman. What have you done with my wife? Speak before I turn into the devil you fear and squeeze the life from your body. For I swear someone shall pay for the evil that has been done.
No, it cannot be his truth. His spirit conjured up by the sorcery, and yet... If it cannot be me, for he is dead.
Dead? I'll show you I am very much alive. Madam, where is my wife?
Monsieur, it is really you. I had not thought to see you alive.
I'll warrant you had not. Nor is it any thanks to you that I am alive.
Oh, I will admit you frightened me. Oh, monsieur, it was not kind to burn.
Enough of this. I have no time for social chatter. Where is my wife? Speak, you witch. Speak before I lose my temper and you your life.
Monsieur, how dare you? Let go my arm. You are hurting me.
What have you done with my wife? Come now. No trickery. For minutes are precious and my temper is short.
I do not understand what you are talking about.
You lie.
Let go my arm.
When you have told me what I want to know. And if you do not...
I have told you I do not understand.
Madame, I have been watching everything through the window. And I heard your request just now. I heard you mention my wife's name. A name, madame, such lips as yours are not fit to mouth. I saw and heard, madame, your abominable sorcery and its filthy hovel here. Do you now say that you do not understand?
You are hurting my arm.
Out in the woods just now, I saw some men. No doubt in your pay, carrying my beloved away. And I swear, madame, by all that I hold most holy.
Would you harm a woman, monsieur?
No. In this instant, I will leave that to the executioner.
The executioner?
It is he, so they tell me, who deals out justice to a poisoner.
Have you taken leave of your wits, monsieur? It is I who say now you lie. Have a care what you say.
Mademoiselle de Fontage stood in the way of your ambition, and you were the cause of her death. Do you deny that?
Are you out of your mind?
Is this your locket, madam?
Oh, give it to me.
Not so fast, my friend. In it I have proof of your guilt. This locket is your death warrant. Your request for the poison from Pierre Lesage, your expressed threat to murder not only Mademoiselle de Fontage, but also the king himself.
What are you going to do?
That depends. Madame de Montespan, let me first tell you that in my country I once strangled with these hands a wolf that sprang at me.
What do you want of me?
Let me finish. Tell me now what you have done with Aurore, and I will grant you impunity by giving back this locket you fear so much. But hold your tongue, woman, and I swear before heaven that I will, with my own hands, place it before the king. And more than that, I will shout the story so loudly over Paris that all the world will rise up against you until the fire that consumed Lavoisin is lit for you also. Well, madame?
I cannot tell you what you want to know.
Cannot, madame, or will not. I swear I will do all I say and more if you defy me now.
Oh, can you not see? I would tell you if I could. Do you not understand? I would do anything to regain that locket and the letter it contains. But I cannot, I cannot. I do not know where your wife is.
If you are lying again.
Why should I lie now? I do not know where she is. I have had no hand in her abduction. But I can tell you where to find out.
Can I trust you, though?
I am bargaining with my life, monsieur.
Very well. Go on.
If you want Madame de Luxmeria, off the Spanish ambassador. It is he who has kept her so securely under his eye. He it is who has abducted her now.
The Spanish ambassador? The Duke of Almada? He has been our friend.
You are too simple for this world, monsieur. He has acted as your friend for his own ends. It is he who has planned and schemed and worked to replace me in a king's affection. Mademoiselle Aurore was but a pawn in his schemes for power. When she was secure in the king's affections, Almada would have a voice in the affairs of France.
I cannot believe it. My patron, my king, my wife.
Oh, set your mind at rest, monsieur. Your wife knew as little of these schemes as you did.
Where is she? Where is she? Now tell me quickly, where is Aurore?
My spies tell me, monsieur, that your lady wife fell ill during the hunt and was carried to the summer house. It was arranged that should happen.
The summer house.
It is through the woods in that direction. And there is something you must know about.
No, not now. I know all that I need to know. The summer house. Boislaurier tried to tell me. The old man, he said. The white-haired one. And the plan he had to take her to the summer house.
Oh, what a fool I've been. I can see it all now. Quick, tell me, which way is it to the summer house? Which way?
Follow the path in that direction. Monsieur.
Yes.
The locket?
Oh, yes. Here. Catch it, madame, and be more careful. What you put on paper in future.
Look at it lying there on the floor. Such a little locket to contain so much. In order to get that back, men have been killed. And I have lost sleep over it, which is perhaps more serious.
We had better go, lady.
Yes, I suppose so. I wonder what the Breton will say when he finds he has granted me impunity for nothing.
Nothing?
Do you not think you will find Madame dead, Lobo? Did you not tell me when the flame flared up, so the breath passed from Aurora's body?
Yes, of course he is dead. All the more reason for us to be gone, lady, before he comes back. Get up your locket and let us go, I beg of you.
Yes, I will.
Oh, what is it? Oh, look at the window. The face is the hobgoblin. It's finished. Look. Oh, you're lost.
Heaven have mercy. This is your doing.
Oh, he's come for me. I saw his face, white, pressed against the window.
Oh, what forces have you unleashed upon us now, you old witch?
I know not, but I saw his face, a dwarf's face, white and twisted against the window. Oh, there it is again. Let me out.